Okay, hello everyone. Thank you for coming to join us in this Great Compassion Repents, month 10. How do you feel? I feel lighter, huh? Don't we all feel lighter? A little bit of tingling in the spine? Yes or no? No? Those who say yes, very good. Trying to find some nice words here. That means a lot of your karmic obstructions have been eradicated. Okay? That's how you can tell. I apologize a little bit loud today. For some reason, the Weino chose to crank up the volume. It was fine in the morning when I first came here, when no one's around. She was checking the sound and she decided to crank it up. So I'm having a little bit of a headache right now. I guess when you get yelled at for an hour and a half, you know, and you didn't get much sleep, you husbands, you know what I'm talking about. No, you don't. Never happened to you. You tend to have this migraine that that only men would know what I'm talking about. Not funny. Okay. What can we talk about today? Huh? Yes, someone has a question.
Yeah, yesterday you were talking about contemplation. Is contemplation a form of samadhi?
Contemplation is a process. When the Buddhists say contemplation, for some reason, the Chan teachers couldn't explain to us what it means. It bothered me for over 10 years. And then it's just like people said, you know, contemplate. Contemplation only means that you think about one thing. That's it. You contemplate, for example, the Buddha. So you think of the Buddha and think of nothing else. That's contemplation. Okay? You contemplate a Sanskrit character. An. Okay? You think about that, eventually you see it with your own eyes, right there in front of you. And if you, when you do that, you can see the An character, then the ghosts that possess you, they run away. So I remember when it was Long Beach, and one of the kids were asking about this. He said, so, this An character, I have two eyes. Do I contemplate, which eye do I contemplate the An character? Kids, for you, okay? And so the teacher said, simple, you contemplate one character per eye. And I tried it. It didn't work. It's twice as hard. Just contemplate one character. Okay? That's contemplation. All right? You contemplate. Same thing. You contemplate the Buddha's name. You contemplate Buddha's name. You can see, some of you will see, Namo Amitofo. Anyone? No? Okay. Contemplate, you're not doing it well enough. Or we just recited the Great Compassion Repents. My student, it's a long, long time ago, she, you know, first learned Buddhism. And so she learned about the Great Compassion Repents. And I would write, you know, walk around like you right now today and doing circumambulation around the Buddha Hall reciting the Great Compassion Repents. And pretty soon she says, I can see the Tabejo running in front of my eyes. Namo la la do la ye ye namo. That's contemplation. That's what happens when you contemplate properly. Does it help? My friend, it took me 10 years to figure it out because no one else could tell me. I give it to you for free. Things we do for free just to get famous, it's still not working. Yeah. Okay? And so that's what happens. Contemplation is a wonderful thing. You contemplate the Buddha's sound. Huh? What you're supposed to do, what's supposed to happen? You say, Amitofo, Amitofo, Amitofo. What happened is that, what? You contemplate it long enough, the sound goes in your head. You don't even have to recite. Amitofo, it's 24 hours a day. Amitofo, 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 Amitofo. No, you're not enlightened yet. Okay? I know a lot of people recite the Buddha's name. They can't even let it happen yet. Okay? And that's because they're not contemplating reciting the Buddha's name properly. You can't fake it. Okay? Yeah. Hasn't happened to me either, so don't feel bad. Not funny. Yes, sir.
Sometimes I have like three mantras going in my head.
Sometimes you have three mantras going in your head?
Yeah.
Something is wrong with your head. Go have it checked by a doctor. There's one right behind you. That kind of doctor. And she says, no, I don't want this kind of client. Stay away from me. She's too busy anyway with all the depressed people from a pandemic. Who has time for abnormal people like you? Pandemic. Speaking of pandemic, it's funny, you know, now the CDC people, the medical scientists are saying that now they're worried because now more people are, there's an uptick on the infection, okay? And so they're so worried. And I don't understand the scientists. You call yourself scientists? And you're looking at the problems the wrong way. They look at reducing the number of infections. And as a result, the number of deaths will correspondingly decrease. I look at it very unscientifically. I look at the tail end. I said, what bothers me is not infection. Who gives a hoot about whether you get a flu or not? How many of you get the flus? Every year. Yes? You didn't die, did you? This is another flu. What's the big deal? Okay? So, they're looking at the wrong end. I think they're looking at the, shall we call it, tail or head? It doesn't matter. I look at it from the other side, backwards. I say, what bothers me is the death. It doesn't bother me you get infected. It only bothers me when you get dead, when you die, when you're not supposed to die. That bothers me. In fact, when you get infected and you don't die, what happens to you? Your immune system gets better. It's very good for you. Okay? So anyway, yeah, and the scientists are worried that there's an uptick. It's tiring because the world is so frightened, is so scared, and they don't know what to do. I'm running out of time. I don't have time to tool around anymore. I've been experimenting, as you know, and you probably could have guessed. Any problem is for me a chance to experiment. So I've been experimenting. I don't have time to experiment anymore. So I will assign those four areas of the world where we offer protection for free to my disciples because they can do it. Okay. Anyway, I hope it works. It didn't work last year. Okay, let's see. Any other questions? No? Okay, be that way. Master Xian Jie, since there's no questions, we can have a little bit of fun. I told you yesterday that you're not supposed to miss the public events without an excuse. We have to wake you up this morning again. What's the matter? You didn't hear it? This guy's been waiting for so long, and you know, his instruction is very simple yesterday. From now on, don't miss the ceremonies unless you have a good excuse. Guess what happens? He misses ceremonies. Yeah. What to do? I don't get it. And he made it the third stage arhat as well. This idiot. How is it possible? I can't figure it out. Huh? I know, you know, it was supposed to be a good thing, but I'm unimpressed. Something is wrong. Huh? I don't get it. Huh? Why? How is it possible? Can you explain? You feel different? No, of course not. You don't. Of course not. Didn't even know when it happened. I won't tell you then. YouTube question.
Jane asks, what is the fundamental difference between contemplation and thinking too much?
Difference is I contemplate and you think too much. All right. So you have no clues? How is it possible? Huh? I don't get it. He doesn't do what I ask him to do, doesn't do what I tell him to do, and yet he's considered a sage. No, it's a dime a dozen, it's no big deal. Okay. But I don't get it. It's baffling. Huh? It's probably I'm lying through my teeth, clearly. Anyone has a possible explanation? Go ahead, Black. Anyone? We're looking for an explanation. I don't get it. Yes. Happened without my never mind. Go ahead, Abalu.
Master, clearly Venerable needs a new alarm.
Come again?
Clearly Venerable needs a new alarm. It doesn't, he can't hear it, so just, that's the fix.
So is it a hearing issue?
When all else fails, blame the computer, so it's the alarm's fault.
Oh, I see. Must be. Anyone else? Yes, green jacket.
Master, I was thinking there had to have been a really significant obstruction this morning that kept him from getting here.
Only this morning? If it were only this morning, I wouldn't be surprised. I'm totally surprised because it wasn't only this morning. Huh? Someone tells me. Explain to me. Because I don't believe it myself. He made it. I mean, why? How could it be? I've been working so hard and I'm getting nowhere. Yes.
Master, consider he's the only American hope that we have at the temple. He's the only white hope that we have.
The only white property I have. still, I'm not racist. Yes, Black.
It's because he doesn't quit.
Sounds depressing. True, that's one of his strong points. He doesn't quit. Actually, it's not quite true, because when for 2 years we sent him to Taiwan, okay, and Taiwan people, they buy monks. In Taiwan, if you're a monk, and let's say you're as white as he is, they'll buy you a temple. They love it. They love white people. They love Americans, especially white Americans. I was a yellow American, so, but they still liked it. It's weird. They love Americans. So sent him to Taiwan for 2 years, and expecting the Taiwanese to buy him out, or some big-time monks would sponsor him or adopt him as a Dharma prince. How could we possibly compete with that? And so I let him lose for 2 years. Don't know why he came back, but I expected to let go. But he came back totally miserable. So anyway. But it's still true. He didn't quite quit. That's one of his strengths, is that he doesn't quit. Okay? Another thing is that he has a good heart. One thing you find at our temple, I have this quirk. I don't mind your evil. I don't mind at all. I like it. It's so exciting to see evil in the eyes. But when you start using evil to hurt people around you, that's when I don't like it, and I will throw you out. One way or the other. We're stupid. We make a lot of mistakes. But we're not evil. Evil people don't last very long at this temple. So you safe from evil. At least here, temporarily. He has a good heart. Okay? So what? So does he. So does she. I still don't get it. You're still here. You didn't quit, did you? So what happened? Huh? What happened? It happened last month. No, not last month. This is the last day of the month. It happened this month. It's so weird. So what happened? 10 years. It happened this month. Huh? What happened? Hey, anyone knows? What's the recent changes? Huh? What happened? Anyone knows? Hello, you know? 不知道. Yes, Orange.
Master, did he help somebody?
He helps a lot of people, but so what?
But more than...
We help a lot of people ourselves. Strangers.
Well, I know that part.
Republicans. Democrats.
Everyone. But I mean,
we help everyone.
He gave more of himself.
We gave more ourselves as well.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Come on, let's figure this out. Otherwise, it won't happen again. This way. Yes.
Master, Venerable has a lot of filial piety with his parents, and I saw him spend a lot of time with them this month when they were here.
I didn't see it, but is it true? Is it true? Are you filial? But does it mean you feel you? Feel you, you go and visit them. You don't want them to visit you. And they come to the church and they're so scared. Say, what? You guys don't wear masks? And you eat so close to each other? And you get a kid running around and hug you? Oh, yuck. And sneeze into your face? So what happened? Hey, you know what happened? You're supposed to keep an eye on things. What do you promote you for? Seriously. Yeah. Giggler.
Master, I saw Venerable Shinche bow to the Buddha relics at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Because he couldn't sleep.
Looked like he bowed continuously for 2 hours.
I bowed, too. Nothing worked for me. So how do you bow to relics? Now, I don't know. Yeah. What did you do? That we don't know. How come you become a third and I don't get any promotions? I work just as hard. Sleep less than you. Go ahead, I need an explanation.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay, let's forget it. It's probably not true. Yeah. Yes.
Master, after some contemplation.
Something else. He got contemplation and he knows how to contemplate right away. Now, from now on, you want to know about contemplation? Come see me, he says.
And I wanted to thank my Dharma brother for mentioning that Venerable XJ is one of our only American monks.
I'm American too.
Ah, correct. I should specify, one of our only white American monks.
You're so racist.
So, in my humble opinion, in America for a long time, there's been white privilege. The difference that's changed since you asked is now we have to pay for that privilege. The privilege is still there, but now we discuss it, and that's the payment. So, Venerable XJ has the white privilege to show up late, to do wrong things. But now the payment is that we have to discuss that this privilege exists without speaking to it directly. I just thought I would articulate the privilege. Thank you, Master.
It is factual, I guess. Thank you for speaking. You don't, will not have lunch today. Bow to the Buddhas instead. Today's lunch is for yellow people only. Hey. I don't know. I don't understand. Actually, it's a big deal because during my prior generation, when Master Shenhua was teaching, white people made it. But after he died, no one did in America. So this is a big deal. This is the not only white privilege, but also white achievement. The white people are so shocked. Yeah, we speak like that about you. Yeah. I don't get it anyway. Someone says something. I know someone knows something but refuses to speak up. San Jose, speak up. What happened? Of course I know, but if you're not going to say it, I ain't going to confirm it. One confirmation per day. You like it, huh? My white Dharma prince? Okay. Well, you don't know, you don't know. What can we do? But it's pressure now on the white people, I mean the yellow people, the Koreans, the new Koreans. Hey, Sang-wook, you feel pressured? What happened? Go Forest is coming online. Speaking of that, Go Forest. I don't have time to do Korea anymore. Now it's up to you.
Well, Jinja really has a good heart and keep fighting. I think that's the two essential one.
What?
He has a really good heart.
And what else? It's the other one that I don't get.
Fight. Heart also. He doesn't give up.
Doesn't give up?
Yes.
He's not. Oh, he's going to go for it. Oh, yeah, go for it. It's San Jose. I thought it's Korea. I don't know. As I said, a lot of people, you see, our environment is very tough. You don't know how tough it is for you to come like this regularly. It's very, very tough. You have to pass so many tests, okay, outside and inside. So it's very difficult for you to keep coming like this. It's extremely difficult, trust me. Okay? In the morning, you don't feel like getting up, you know? Sunday morning, why do you get up this early? Are you crazy? And so it's very, very difficult. Yes, you too has the answer.
After much thinking, I think it is Venerable's translation of the Avatamsaka Sutra that made the difference.
After who's thinking?
Jane said, after much thinking.
After much thinking from Jane Doe, I see. Okay, possible? Well, that's a possible good. It's quite possible. Avatamsaka. Yeah. Okay. And that is possible because Avatamsaka, and I know you can't all rush to do translation. Okay. Because you need to have a certain level. Translation, you need to be preferably third stage arhat or higher, or on the way there. Okay, you want to do translation, our tradition is in Buddhist tradition, get the third stage. Then your translation is cleaner, is pure. I'm not talking about language, I'm talking about your product, your work will be pure. Okay? So it's possible. Mm-hmm. But how long has he been translating the Avatamsaka Sutra? Speak up, don't sleep.
I've just been helping a little bit here and there for the last, a few months.
Last few months, here and there, okay. And that shows because his translation is not bad. It's getting there, okay. That's not something you can fake because your samadhi level, your wisdom level enables you to be able to translate better than a person who lower samadhi level. We're talking about, again, it's not about the language, it's about your ability to understand the Dharma or express the Dharma or translate the Dharma. Okay? So that's why for the Six Patriarch Sutra, the English translation it has a lot of issues because the Dharma is we'll be talking about the Six Patriarch Sutra this afternoon. It's about the sudden teaching, which is extremely subtle. Okay, I wish I had time to go through it again and retranslate everything because it's such a exquisite way of teaching from the greatest teacher in the Chan school that we know of. So yes, it's a very important that so in general, you need to get at least third for your translation to be of great value. I'm saying this to encourage those of you who are interested in translating the sutras. Make a goal to get the third stage arhat. Would help you to get there quicker. Okay? It's translation more than just the language. It's also... It requires wisdom to be able to not be infected by the virus. Be infected. All right? All right. Anything else? So it remains a mystery. Okay. We don't know why. You don't know why. I know why, but I'm not telling you. yes, Blue.
Master, I'm going to make a guess. It might be the location, because he been away from the temple for so long, and he coming back recently this month. And the other thing is he's close to you as well. So that's my guess.
That sounds pretty good. The last part, close to me. No, it's very hard to be close to me. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. It's especially for left home people. They're under tremendous pressure. Look at them. They're not laughing. Do you see them laughing at all? I'm the only one who's laughing. Because I look at their face. They're suffering. They're not laughing. So it's a lot easier to go to the other temples. You last a lot longer. Our environment is so much pressure. It doesn't look it, does it to you? Huh? We have 2-hour lunches. And every day I have to remind them, don't you have great compassion, repent at 12:45? So, oh yeah, yeah, coming. There's so much pressure, but it looks like there is no pressure whatsoever. It's so much pressure that you feel like running away. There's so many obstructions that you can't come. Anyway, okay, we stop here today. We have to figure it out. When you figure it out, we can discuss it some more. Maybe Master Xianqie will contemplate and figure out what happened. Yes, go for us.
Hello, Master. I think it's not only him. I agree with one gentleman earlier he was mentioned about.
What gentleman? We have a lot of gentlemen in our temple.
One of Master disciples he just mentioned. When
they're all my disciples, the good ones, except for Christian.
Even I want to say about Master Z, Venerable XZ, before he come up here.
He's in Korea now, we don't care anymore.
He improving.
Doesn't count anymore. Just kidding. Continue. Actually, it happened. Actually, he made it when he was in up north. So we didn't have anything to do with it.
So
I saw him and said, does he know? And he still sleepwalks. So I had to remind him. And you know, if you don't realize when I say this, the Koreans are so much more under pressure now. I say, so this white guy is better than me? Oh no. And the yellow people, they say, oh no. That's the kind of pressure. One type of pressure. Think about it. Yeah, go ahead. Go for it. It's all your fault. What did you do? You gave him something to eat? Huh, Xian Liao? I heard you overfeed my boys. Boys. One word of caution. Do not eat fatty stuff. It increases desires. Okay? Lay people is okay. They have ways to release it. Left home people is not okay. So be careful. It's okay to eat and enjoy yourself at lunch and breakfast and so forth, but stay away from fatty stuff like cheese, like butter. Do not overeat. Okay? Pizza maybe once a month. Okay? But be careful. The reason I bring it up is because when you eat fatty stuff like that, then you left home people need to meditate more to process it. Otherwise, the desire will creep in and will mess you up. This is why the people who do not practice Chan, who do not meditate the way we train you, eventually we'll have a big struggle with that. In particular, the non-Buddhists who drink wine, eat cheese and bread. Oh, yeah, yeah. Those people, it's uncontrollable. Yes, Blue.
Master, does it has to do with Venbo Shenjie has more blessings that's helping him overcoming his obstructions?
Yes. That's it. That's the main reason. Something happened, all of a sudden, the blessings increased manifold recently. And that's why. And you know what I'm talking about. That's the trigger point. This is important. Think of it as a little bit of boasting. Yeah, right. But you have to pay attention to the changes. When I tell you something changed for two reasons, actually a few reasons. Number one is for you to look at yourself and verify it for yourself, because it saves you time. This kid will not find out for another 6 months to a year. So I save you 6 months to a year. Okay? It's just like you inform that you have $1 million in your bank account. You're not going to let it sit there, are you? I would go buy stocks, bitcoins, I don't know, buy a house near this woman here, you know, because the house appreciates a lot recently, 13% in January, California, 13%. It's crazy. We price out on the market. You can't buy any more churches. So, number one reason is that it saves them time. Okay? They have to walk straighter. And they have to act like I'm a cool, white Dharma prince now. Okay? Number two reasons. It puts pressure on the Koreans. And he always thought, I'm better than this. No, you're not. Okay? Yeah. And number three, I forgot. There's a reason for it. Everything has a reason. Things happen for a reason. It's not haphazard. Typically, you make progress because you have more blessings. Create more blessings. Stop complaining. Stop saying it. Why is the master so unfair? Fairness has nothing to do with it. I'm unfair, it's true, but my being unfair has nothing to do with who you are and where you are. Okay? All right. Thank you, everyone. Okay, today you do the lunch offering, huh? Your monk, tell Master Z when he wakes up that now he's in charge of Korea. If the Koreans die, he's